This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. If the week before last was the one where the bond market was finally able to hold its ground after yields had slipped higher and higher in recent weeks, last week was the one where the bond market actually made progress back toward lower levels. There had been a sideways range marked by 10-year Treasury yields between 4.22 and 4.32, give and take, and we broke below that on Friday afternoon. Or maybe holding below that to start the new week. Last week's breakout was driven primarily by economic data. There was a lot of anticipation over the PCE inflation data, even though it is not as big of a market mover as the CPI index. Up until that point, Treasury yields had drifted sideways to slightly higher during the first 3 days of the week, with initial pressure coming from a condensed Treasury auction cycle. Treasury auctions normally take place Tuesday through Thursday. But during this cycle, it was condensed to Monday and Tuesday. That created some visible upward pressure that was relieved or was starting to be relieved after the auction cycle wrapped up. And Thursday morning's data, including PCE, helped start the trend toward lower yields. It wasn't just PCE, however, which came in as expected, but also a higher reading for jobless claims, specifically continuing claims. That was at the second highest level since it was first on the way down after the COVID lockdown spike sent it to astronomical levels. And we also had Chicago PMI, which is a purchasing managers index, just a broad measure of economic activity in that district. And that came in much lower than expected in contractionary territory. Pending home sales also fell about 15 minutes later, but that wasn't much of a market mover. Then on Friday, a report that we hadn't focused much on, but that is at least as important as PCE, oftentimes more important, ISM manufacturing also came in weaker than expected and caused a continuation of the rally that began on Thursday. All told, that allowed Friday to break the sideways range that had bottomed out around 4.22 in 10-year Treasury yields and got us all the way down into the teens at 4.17 and change. We're starting off the current week in slightly weaker territory, but not back inside that previous range just yet. We're right on the border. And in any event, it doesn't much matter because the rest of the week has some serious economic data, specifically Friday's big jobs report. That always has the power to reshape the narrative. And before that, there are several other notable supporting actors in terms of economic data, with ISM's non-manufacturing index being the first biggie of the week tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That is typically more of a market mover than last Friday's manufacturing version. Wednesday, we have JOLTS, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. That's been a big market mover. It coincides with Fed Chair Powell's semi-annual congressional testimony. That seems like it should be a big event, but it isn't always in these situations where the Fed has been quite transparent. If Powell were to provide new details on a future Fed policy shift, not that he can know exactly what that will look like ahead of time, but say he were to give details that we haven't yet seen on the quantitative tightening tapering process, the process whereby they will not be rolling off assets on their balance sheet as quickly as they currently are. That could get the market's attention, but in general, everybody knows that we're waiting on economic data, and Powell is likely to simply reiterate the same things he's been saying on that regard for a while. Then on Thursday, more Fed Chair Powell testimony, less consequential that time because Wednesday's version will likely have contained any significant market reaction, and it's really just limited to jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. that morning. Then, of course, big jobs report Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, and that is definitely the biggest potential market mover of the week. Could raise questions or confusion ahead of the following week's CPI data. And then a week later, we will get the next Fed announcement. So 3 weeks in a row of highly consequential calendar releases. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.